You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says it's important he waits for the final report into the hotel quarantine program, which is due in early November. The quarantine failures are blamed for Victoria's second wave, and one of the lawyers who made closing submissions on Monday, Ben Isle, invited the judge to accept this assessment.
The failure by the hotel quarantine program to contain this virus is, as at today's date, responsible for the deaths of 768 people and the infection of some 18,418 others. One only needs to pause and to reflect on those figures to appreciate the full scope of devastation and despair.
That was one of many critical conclusions the three counsel assisting drew when making their closing submissions to retired family court judge Jennifer Cote, who's presiding over the Board of Inquiry. Daniel Andrews says he'll wait for her final report to be delivered and then he'll respond.
The recommendations that may or may not be made, the commentary, the contents of that report will be very important. That's why we've set up this process. I would make the point to you as well that the submission process is not over. Counsel assisting have made their important submissions to Madam Chair, but others have an opportunity, not orally but in writing, to make further submissions. I think that expires next week. So that whole submission process, very important, but it is a far from complete process, nor is the Board of Inquiry process complete, given that the very report that former Judge Cote has been commissioned to write, she has not yet written.
Three of the most senior public servants in Victoria were criticised for not briefing their respective ministers about vital developments with hotel quarantine. Mr Andrews faced multiple questions on whether he still had confidence in those departmental secretaries.
I'm confident that they are doing the very best they can and they are acting appropriately. That's what everyone's doing. This strategy would hardly be working, as it most certainly is, if that were not the case.
So they're all briefing their ministers right
well,
now?
Yes, I believe they are, Samaya. And what I can also indicate to you is that if that were not the case, if the sort of the broader reflection that you're making on those public servants or others, I would not be standing here reporting 326 active cases. Nor would I be reporting 10 new cases today when 6 weeks ago we had 725.
Along with those 10 new infections, Victoria also recorded another 7 deaths, which takes the state's toll to 794. Many of those who died were elderly Victorians, and the former Chief Medical Officer, Professor Brendan Murphy, says the number of deaths in Victorian aged care could have been reduced if the public health response had been quicker.
Once you have widespread community outbreaks, aged care outbreaks, and unfortunately deaths, particularly of people who are very frail and close to end of life, are inevitable, but quite likely that with the benefit of hindsight and responding with a response centre, as I said a little bit earlier, we may well have been able to prevent some of the spread.
On the subject of speed, the Hotel Quarantine Inquiry heard that public servants had been given just 36 hours to set up the program following National Cabinet's announcement on March 27. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the states and territories wanted to act quickly to set up the quarantine hotels.
I welcome the fact that they were so keen to move so quickly and to get those quarantine arrangements in place. In all other states and territories, I think the experience has been quite different to Victoria, and that is a great shame in Victoria. But that is what has occurred, and that's all plain for people to see.
Mr Morrison says it's now time to consider allowing international arrivals from some countries to complete their quarantine at home. Since late March, there's been a requirement for 14 days of hotel quarantine. A key reason for setting up that program was the failure by some to comply with home isolation. Scott Morrison says the Chinese-Australian community were not in that category.
That home quarantine was followed incredibly assiduously by our Chinese-Australian community. And that, as I've said on many occasions, proved absolutely vital in Australia's success in managing the impact of that first wave. Now, I think home quarantine can play a role in the future, and it's something that is being considered by the AHPPC. And particularly as we sort of move beyond the phase we're in now, and we do look to see, to have others, our borders open up at some point to safe locations, whether it be New Zealand or parts of the Pacific or places like South Korea or Japan or countries that have had a high rated success.
Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says any changes to the existing quarantine arrangements should be based on science and not politics.
Well, what we should be doing is taking the advice of the medical experts and the chief health officers rather than making political decisions.
Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan has announced a slight easing to the state's hard border restrictions. From next Monday, Victorians with permits to enter WA will be allowed to self-isolate at a suitable premises, like a house, for 14 days instead of quarantining in a hotel. And the rules for people from New South Wales will be brought into line with those that apply to travel from all other states and territories. That includes a COVID-19 test on day 11 of their quarantine. WA's border has been closed to interstate travellers since early April. New South Wales has reported its fourth day without any new locally acquired cases. Its only cases were two new infections in return travellers in hotel quarantine. And Queensland had another day of no new cases. There are only 8 active cases in the state. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.